Hi there, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
I am Winnie.
Yes, you are.
Mike, how good are you at fixing things?
How good am I at fixing things? Well, I'm okay.
Okay.
Sometimes I treat it as a puzzle. The other day, my air conditioner was leaking.
Ew,
there was like water dripping out of it because it was a little old or whatever.
You can fix an air conditioner?
I did. I got all Apollo 13 on it. I got plastic bags and tape and tubes.
Wow.
And I collected the water and it was dripping down into a bucket.
So what's wrong with it?
It just needed to be cleaned. It got dust
it's
inside.
It's just too dirty.
Well, it's been there for many years.
Fixing.
Well, it was sort of fixing. It was at least stopping the water from dripping on my head. What about you? Are you good with your hands?
I'm bad.
Oh, yeah?
At fixing. I don't really know how to change light bulbs.
That's not fixing. That's changing a light bulb.
Yeah, but that's fixing.
Okay, well, when you turn it left.
Left.
And then it comes out, and then you get the new one, and you put it back in the same place, and you turn it right.
Yeah, but I'm always, I don't know.
Left,
just
left loose,
left
right
and
tight.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Just remember
left. Well, what
left,
about the long kinds?
Oh, the long kind. Those are tricky, and you got to get a ladder. You might even need help with that. No, but those can be scary, because you don't want to, like, hit it and break it, possibly. All right, so that's a little harder.
Yeah, that's not what I'm worried about.
But generally, if you're fixing something and you don't know how to fix it, what's the best thing to do?
We can go look for the fixies.
The fixies, right. You can ask for help.
Yeah.
That's right. And someone who can help you fix something is a very, very good person to know.
So we're going to learn more about fixes.
That's right. Fixies. What are they? Well, let's find out.
The fixies.
请在每句朗读后一起跟着念哦。Let's go!
10-year-old Tom Thomas always gets into trouble. On the Discovery Kids show, The Fixies. Luckily,His friends Simka and Nolik help him solve problems and learn new things. They secretly live in Tom Thomas's apartment.And are part of the Fixie family. The Fixies are tiny creatures. They go inside machines, such as broken computers and robots.And then fix them with special tools. They also teach Tom Thomas about science. How do drains and levers work? The Fixies can explain.However, life isn't always easy for the Fixies. Chusaka, Tom Thomas's dog, often tries to hunt them down and catch them.
Solve, 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 solved, solved. The teacher helped the students solve the difficult math problems. The teacher helped the students solve the difficult math problems. Apartment, apartment. I live in an apartment near the train station. I live in an apartment near the train station. Machine, machine. Scott put his dirty clothes in the washing machine. Scott put his dirty clothes in the washing machine. Explain, explain. Maggie explained the rules of the game to us. Maggie explained the rules of the game to us.
All right, so let's check out the beginning of our article, which says, 10-year-old Tom Thomas always gets into trouble on the Discovery Kids show, The Fixies. All right, so we know we're talking about a television show on Discovery Kids. The show's called The Fixies. And Tom Thomas, tell us more about this guy. He's 10.
Tom, 10
That's
years.
All I know.
今天我们的主角是十岁的 Tom Thomas， 所以我们看到 10-year-old 用连字号把它连起来变成一个形容词，所以十岁的 Tom Thomas 总是在闯祸。今天呢，在这个 on the Discovery Kids Show， 在这个我们今天的 Discovery 节目里，原来这个十岁的 Tom Thomas 一直在闯祸。今天的主角 ，He must always need some help if he keeps breaking things.
Absolutely. If you break things a lot, or if you're kind of young and you don't know how to fix things, it's good to get some help from people who maybe are a little more knowledgeable, have a little more education in fixing things, or more experience, or something like that. So let's see how Tom Thomas faces this problem. It says, luckily, his friends, Simca and Nolik, help him solve problems and learn new things. These are exactly the kinds of people I'm talking about. People with a little bit more knowledge who can help you solve problems and learn things. Here we have this word solve. It's spelled S-O-L-V-E. Let's check it out. All right, yes, so the word is solve, as I mentioned. It's a verb. It's a regular verb, solved, solve, just the E-D.At the end, what is it to solve? Basically, it's to find a solution, to find an answer, to find an explanation or something like that for a problem, mystery, or question. In math, you'll solve problems, but also in your own life, you might solve problems, things that are bringing trouble or difficulty for your life when you, wait a minute, I know how to fix this. You've solved the problem. For example, the teacher helped the students solve the difficult math problems. The teacher helped the students solve the difficult math problems. Ugh, difficult math problems.
Ugh,
I hate
solving.
I bet there's X's and Y's and Z's and stuff. All right, let's talk about solving
solve
things.
Solve 就是解决，这个动词三态就是基本的后面加上 D 就好。那 solve 就是解决，当然通常我们会解决什么问题 ？Solve problems. 像例句呢，我们看到老师帮忙解决这个数学问题 ，solve math problems. 另外啊，如果你是要解决什么样的问题啊，或是解决其他的这个疑难杂症，我们可以说，比如说解决案子 ，solve a case。So 这里呢，他说这个 Tom Thomas 虽然很会闯祸，但是还好他有两个很好的朋友 ，Simca and Nolik， 会帮他解决问题，听起来呢也算是就是帮他擦屁股啦 ，so clean up the mess。And learn things.
Exactly, that's right. Now let's find out about Simca and Nolik. You might think these are maybe older kids, you know, kids at school who are a little older, but actually it's a lot more complicated and interesting than that. It says, they, we're talking about Simca and Nolik, they secretly live in Tom Thomas's apartment and are part of the Fixie family. Ah, so these aren't your average older kids down the street or something like that. They do live in the same building, and in fact, in the same apartment of Tom Thomas, but they secretly live there. So it's a secret. Tom Thomas doesn't know that they live there in the apartment.
Or nobody else knows.
Nobody else does. And also, strangely, these two people, Simca and Nolik, are part of the Fixie family.I don't know the Fixie family.
他们到底是何方神圣呢？接着呢，我们就看到他说跟 Tom Thomas 住在一起。我们用这个 住在一起，但是是偷偷的、默默的、悄悄的 ，secretly。secret 后面加上 ly 变成副词。Where do they live?
They live in the same apartment as Tom Thomas. An apartment is one of our word power words. It's spelled apartment. Apartment. Apartment.What is an apartment? Basically, it's a place that people will live. It's a little different from a house. A house might be a building on its own. An apartment is one small part of a very large building. So many people here in Taiwan, especially in the cities, live in apartments. Apartment buildings, what we call that whole place, can be many, many floors, but each one of those little homes where one family or one person or one group of people live, that would be an apartment. Your home in a big building is your apartment, your space in this larger building that people live in. For example, I live in an apartment near the train station. I live in an apartment near the train station.
Apartment 就是公寓，比较常在这个美式的英语里面看到。大部分呢，我们会看到，大部分我们好像都是住在公寓 ，because we can't afford to live in a house，、
mm.
住不起这个一整床的一整栋的这种房子。尤其是像台湾这么小，可能没什么地方盖房子，那大家就会都是大部分是住在公寓 apartment。这个可能就来问问看 Mike 老师 ，Mike，Yes，Do your parents live in an apartment or a real house in Canada？
Actually, my mom sold her house about 4 years ago, and now she lives in an apartment.
Wow.
Yeah.
Which do you prefer?
Well, I kind of like the house. It was nice and big, and I had lots of space when I visited. But I think for her, as she gets older, it's easier for older people
space,
or、
right?
busy people to live in an apartment.
You don't have to clean that often.
Exactly. Not so hard to take care of.
啊，所以呢，这个 Fixie 到底是何方神圣呢？ They sound like some kind of little fairies, 好像小精灵一样。
It kind of reminds me of like Santa's elves,、mm. these magical little creatures
can help fix things.
That do work and help you out, or the elves from the shoemaker's story.
Yeah,
or something
so who、
like、
are、
that.
they?
Well, it says the Fixies are tiny creatures, so guessing that they're elves or fairies or something like that is good, because we know they're very small. They're described as being tiny, which、mm. is, yeah, very small.
他们的确是有点类似小精灵，因为他们非常 tiny， 就是很迷你。
Tiny little guys fixing little things. And what do they do? Well, it says they go inside machines, such as broken computers and robots, and then fix them with special tools. So they're not making、
wow.
shoes or wooden toys at Santa's workshop. They're actually really smart. They go inside machines...And we have such as, or for example, broken computers and robots. These are complicated machines.
Right.
And then they fix these electronic machines with special tools. All right, we should look at this word machine. It's spelled M-A-C-H-I-N-E.So what is a machine? It's something that comes with working parts, and basically it does a job for people. They're powered in some way. Many machines are powered by electricity or gas or a motor engine or something like that. And by using a machine, generally humans are able to save time, do less work, because the machine does work more quickly and more efficiently. We have...big machines like airplanes or cars or things like that. And you might also have a small machine like a coffee maker or something in your kitchen. But all of these things use some power and they do work for us. For example, Scott put his dirty clothes in the washing machine. Scott put his dirty clothes in the washing machine. And of course, a machine is a thing, so it's a noun.
Machine 就是机器，各式大大小小，像文章提到电脑啊、机器人，或是我们常用的手机、汽车，平常看到都可以用 machine 这个字。比如说像例句，我们看到是 washing machine， 就是洗衣机。那记得啊，这个 machine 呢，我们要打开或是开始营运运作，我们要用 turn on。那关呢，停止运作，我们用 turn off the machine。So the fixies fix machines.、
Mm-hmm.
What else do they do?
Interestingly, we learn they also teach Tom Thomas about science.
Wow.
Because they're good with machines, so I guess they have to be good at science.
要能够修这个各式各样的机器，他们的自然科学应该都很不错。所以呢，他们也变成这个 Tom Thomas, 就是帮他们教他这个科学知识。Wow.
All right, here's an example of some of the things that he might learn from the Fixies. We have a question here. How do drains and levers work? Wow, good
That's
question.
That's hard.
Yeah, those are two simple machines, but yeah, how do they work?
教什么呢 ?Drain 呢在这里我们看到就是这个排水管然后后面这个 levers 呢是杠杆。Wow, I don't even know how those work.
Well,
知道该怎么运作
good thing you're here because as we learn next, it says the Fixies can explain. These guys are smart. They have a lot of information so they can explain everything to us. Explain is a word and it's spelled E-X-P-L-A-I-N. Explain.Explain is a verb, and to explain is basically to give more details, to give more information, to answer more questions, to let people learn things, basically. If you don't understand something, you might say, hey, can you tell me more about that, or can you explain that? And then the other person will say, sure, well, it's all about this, and this is what you need to know, and this is how it started, and all of that information we would call, to use a noun, an explanation. That's the information that tells you how or why something happened. And giving that information is to explain. For example, Maggie explained the rules of the game to us. Maggie explained the rules of the game to us.Yeah, she explained the rules of the game. Unfortunately, the game was American football, so it took her like an hour to explain the rules, and we were very confused.
Did you get it?
Finally, we just said, oh, okay.
Oh, whatever. Yeah. Explain 这个动词呢，就表示解释。Explain 后面可以直接加你要解释的东西啊，比如说像例句是 explain the rules, 解释这个游戏的规则。或者是后面我可以直接加疑问词，像是 why, how, what 等等的。比如像文章是 explain how drains and levers work, 就是解释这些东西是怎么运作的。或者是呢 explain why you're late, 解释你为什么迟到。So they fix things and they are like private tutors, 像家教一样。
Kind of like that, yeah. Wow. By explaining things, they're also giving out education or giving an education. However, we learn life isn't always easy for the Fixies. You might think that having these magic powers and all this knowledge would make their lives great, but in fact, life isn't always easy. That's just another way of saying sometimes life is difficult.
但是呢他们在这个 Tom Thomas 的公寓其实不是很轻松诶。Life isn't easy. Why is that?
Chusaka.
Who's that?
Chusaka. Tom Thomas's dog. Yeah, imagine if you're a tiny little creature,
a dog
would be a big danger. And this dog's name is Chewsocka, I guess like Chewbacca from Star Wars or something. Chewsocka, Tom Thomas's dog, often tries to hunt them down and catch them. The dog doesn't know that these are brilliant little fairies. The dog just thinks, I'm going to eat that. What does that taste like? I want one.
No, run or fly, I guess.
Get out of there. Build a machine.
Chewsocka 是谁呢？所以我们用这个两个逗号隔开来表示同位语，指的是一样的东西，也就是 Tom Thomas 的狗狗啦。当然，你知道狗狗就很喜欢追这些飞来飞去的小精灵，所以呢，它其实就是带给他们很多的困扰。So Chewsocka is like their nightmare.
He's like the monsters in their nightmares. Yeah, exactly. Not a good guy to meet.When you're sneaking around the apartment. Anyways, let's go to today's magic box and then we'll be back for a little review.
Magic box! 找亮点
Hi, I'm Winnie. 你有没有认识的人很会迟到 ?Winnie 有个朋友前阵子差点因为迟到太久惹上麻烦。其实我们还在学校的时候他就常常会因为迟到太久被老师骂。我们就常常开他玩笑说 Are you in trouble again? Trouble 呢这个字呢在中文里就是指麻烦。惹上麻烦我们可以简单用 be 动词 be in trouble, 或者像今天课文看到的 get into trouble。 我们也可以在 trouble 前面加上形容词，形容这个麻烦的严重性。For example, the company is in serious or deep trouble that they might have to fire a bunch of people. 公司惹上大麻烦，可能呢得裁掉很多人。所以啊，如果要像我朋友啊惹上麻烦，或是小弟闯祸被妈妈骂等等，就可以说 he was in trouble, or he got into trouble because he was late again.那相反的，如果要远离麻烦，我们就可以换个介系词，用 out of trouble。那我们就再造一个句子啦，比如说 Andy's mom told him to stay out of trouble in the new school， 在新学校不要再惹上麻烦啦。我们今天在这个 Measure Box 呢，学了惹上麻烦、远离麻烦的片语。Let's see if you get this right. The movie star admitted that her marriage was.电影明星承认他的婚姻遇上了一些麻烦，该怎么说呢？ Check your answer right after the break.
The answer is, the movie star admitted that her marriage was in trouble. 你答对了吗？
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
All right, so for our review, we're just going to do a very quick word association game. This is basically taking one of our four words and using words that mean the same kind of thing or work in the same kind of way or are just generally related. That's a similar type of word. So remember, okay. Our four words were solve, apartment, machine, mm-hmm. and explain. All right, which one should I pick for you? Okay.
Easy one.
Find a solution, a math problem, a mystery, a crime case.
Oh, 这个刚刚有讲到。Solve?
Solve. You solve a mystery, the police will solve a crime, you solve a math problem, and finding a solution is another way of saying solve.
Nice.
All right. You want to do one?
Oh, this is... I'll give you an easy one.
Okay. All right.Give me a few words that are going to lead me to the right word.
Buses.
Buses.
Computers.
Computers.
Radios.
Radios. I was thinking apartment. Some people might live in a bus, but that's a weird apartment. Machines. Buses, yeah. Radios, and computers are machines. I thought you were also explaining, you know, what you like to collect.
Buses?
Maybe.
In maybe, my house?
Maybe you're in a very interesting person with a big house. All right, there you go. There's a word association game. If you collect buses, congratulations. Have a go with this game with some of our new words. And that's not it for unit, right? We're going to be back tomorrow with more about Tom Thomas, the Fixies, and Chusaka, who's just had a snack.
The Fixies.10-year-old Tom Thomas always gets into trouble on the Discovery Kids show, The Fixies. Luckily, his friends Simka and Nolik help him solve problems and learn new things. They secretly live in Tom Thomas's apartment and are part of the Fixie family. The Fixies are tiny creatures. They go inside machines...such as broken computers and robots, and then fix them with special tools. They also teach Tom Thomas about science. How do drains and levers work? The Fixies can explain. However, life isn't always easy for the Fixies. Chusaka, Tom Thomas's dog, often tries to hunt them down and catch them.
Solve, 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 solved, solved. The teacher helped the students solve the difficult math problems. The teacher helped the students solve the difficult math problems. Apartment, apartment. I live in an apartmentnear the train station. I live in an apartment near the train station. Machine, machine. Scott put his dirty clothes in the washing machine. Scott put his dirty clothes in the washing machine. Explain. Maggie explained the rules of the game to us. Maggie explained the rules of the game to us.